And then there we go. We're live. Cool. All right. So welcome, everyone. I know we're going to, this usually takes a few minutes for people to kind of jump on. So if you're watching the replay, jump forward about 2 minutes so that you can really kind of avoid this me just talking on and rambling to really get people going. Want to feed the algorithm here. I know how that works on the back end. And today, really, we're going to be talking about virtual events, how to prepare, and how to get invited back to them. This is very similar to live events and whatnot. And I have another expert here, Erin, who focuses majority on live events. However, with everything that's happening now, a lot of people are pivoting and having to do things, but like there's a slight change there she had to do. So Erin, I'll kind of let you take it away of how you've pivoted and like what you're kind of doing now to kind of state of the union in your world.
I love it. So thank you so much, Victor, for having me. And I have to really appreciate you and your time because you were actually one of the speakers on the summit that I just concluded. So thank you for being a part of the Silver Lining Summit. So 4 weeks ago, I would have said I was a live event planner, and I also worked with speakers to help them book the right stages and find the right audiences to speak to. And that very quickly changed where the entire industry kind of shut down, and I was faced with a dilemma. What do I do? And so I, had a little bit of a morning time, and I cried a little bit. And then I woke up the next morning and I made a post and just said, hey, is anyone interested in doing a virtual summit? And so that got huge. There were a ton of people who responded to that, which was amazing. And then from there, I literally planned and executed a summit in an online summit in 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, so, that's actually how we met, I feel like this. I was kind of like, oh, hey, I'll do that. Yeah,
absolutely.
Raise your hand. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a large pivot for me. It was one that I had hoped to do at some point, but had never like actually gone into that online space in terms of summits. Yeah. And it was really a wild ride. Right. And I was learning as I went in terms of being able to implement everything. All the people that I connected with. So we ended up having 79 speakers over 6 countries, 3 continents. It was a wild, wild
awesome.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. So.
Yeah, no, I definitely love it. I know they're not easy to put up. There's a lot of kind of technological, I don't want to get into the nitty gritty of it, but there's a lot of tech that goes behind the scenes to really make that something like that work. Yes. And there are software out there that help you make it even easier. And I know we can definitely touch on that today, but more importantly, I'm curious what it is. And you and I originally had this conversation like in Messenger, but what it is that people like you are looking for, like, let's say I were to put one on. Right. I'm looking for specific people that kind of complement what I do. I focus on the online space with ads and funnels and whatnot. But there's a lot of other things like email marketing and SEO and like websites and how to create lead magnets and stuff like that.
Yes.
That I would love to partner with people with and branding and whatnot. But what would you say people like me are looking for, people like you are looking for if someone really wants to reach out and say like, hey, I saw that you're having the summit and you're looking for participants. Like what is it that they're really looking for?
That's a great question. I think that for me, it probably was a little bit different than some other people. So because we had so many speakers, the only qualification or really delineation I made was that I wanted them either in the business space or the personal development space, right? Okay. Which runs the gambit. And we really had a lot of good people who had specific tactical takeaways in the business space, like yourself, in terms of traffic. And then we had people who were very much like, this is how you get your mindset right, or this is how, you live your best life, or these are some tactics to take. So that was really, it was an open book for me. But I think that there are some really important things that anyone who's looking at doing a summit or who is looking to speak on a summit should keep in mind. And that is that in the live event space or the online event space, you want to really bring it back to the purpose. Why are you doing this? And who are you trying to reach? Who are you trying to help with it? And so for me, it was really about creating a lifeline to the audience and allowing them to have an experience of, hope and some knowledge and, gaining some different information.
Yeah.
But I think that you could do this in any industry, in any sector. And it's really about if you're the person, so Victor, if you're putting on an online summit, who is going to complement the information that you want to put out?
Right.
And how do you create that space so that people end up coming away with, okay, not only do I now know how to implement traffic, but then I can create a lead magnet and I can put up my, you know, funnel or what have you, like
right.
making sure that all of those things are covered so that the person on the receiving end of that comes away with, okay, it's not just like this ambiguous information. You can really implement it and be like, soup to nuts, I can get something accomplished with this information.
Right. And that's funny that you say that, because I tout this all the time as far as like lead magnets, creating lead magnets. There's really three main pieces to it that I actually talked about this on your summit. Like there's three main pieces. There's piece one, I break it up into three, piece two, piece three. And like piece two is the most important for the audience, the person that raises their hand and says, I want that thing.
That's right.
Like very similar to you said, it has to be implementable. It has to be something that they can walk away with, and not just because people don't just want to sit through and just consume information.
Right.
We've kind of, after a couple of weeks now, we're kind of over it, right? Yeah. We want to be able to do something, like learn something, do it. Learn something, do it. Implement, get better. And that's essentially, it sounds like that's kind of what we're looking for. How someone like, for example, someone like me can prepare for your summit. Mm-hmm. You know, I have something that gives them an actual, like, do this, get this result, right? And that's what you were looking for.
Yes.
With a lot of other people, business-wise and from the health and wellness space. So,
And to your point, Victor, just let me jump in really quickly, because I do think too, you know, one of the things that I asked of all of my speakers was to show up and serve, because right now people are in a service space. But the other part of that is that I wanted you all to gain exposure to a new audience, to different people, so that it would track back to you and continue to elevate your ability to be seen, your visibility, and the ability to get leads as well. And so it was a twofold process, right? While I ask people not necessarily to sell in their actual masterclass where they're teaching, I wanted to make sure that we framed it so that people knew how to reach you. If you had a lead magnet, that we put that out there so that people could reach back to you and really felt like they had a connection to you at that point in time. So I think that that's super important and just something to consider if you're going to put on an online summit is, how are you helping to support the speakers who come to be a part of your summit? How are you helping them grow their businesses on the other end?
Right. And I love that again, because to that point, just to kind of really put it away, is if I were to show up and be like, hey, this is all about me, and then look how cool I am, and look how cool things that I can do for you and stuff like this, like that doesn't help anybody that's coming to your summit, and it just makes you look bad for bringing someone like me on to do something like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I were to come from the other perspective, like I did, where I was like, hey, I can do this all for you, but let me show you how you can do it. Because I think, and I mean, like that's more of my philosophy. People, at least for lead magnets and bringing traffic in.
Yes.
The biggest objection in people's minds often is it works for everyone else except for me. Mm-hmm. So if you can get them doing it on their own, they associate that win with you. And like that kind of plays into it and feeds itself to where like I was able to give them something. And then now everyone's like, man, when Erin puts on events, she brings people that help me move forward. So that helps both of us and your audience. And that's essentially what serving is, right? So
I agree.
I love that. As long as we're preparing in a way that's, you know, like at this point in time, I'm sure there's people that are like, I could do more with sales. Sure. But relationships really are what it's all about, right?
And that's really what an online summit should be a part of your process, right? If you're going to opt in to be a part of one, or if you're going to put one on, it should be about the relationships that you're building and fostering, right? It's about increasing your audience. It's about increasing the amount of people who know, like, and trust you, who hopefully will do business with you on the other end.
Yeah.
And then also, in terms of being able to steward an already warm audience, like if you have a Facebook group or what have you, putting on an online summit is something that can really enhance your connection to them and also have them really experience other professionals that you hold in high esteem and have them get exposure to them as well.
Yeah. It introduced me to a few people, like one, you for sure. And then a few others that were in there as well. I reached out to them and I was like, hey, so I'm really interested in what you're doing here. Would you be interested in coming onto my show? You know, it helps people like us as well also meet and expand our network as well.
Absolutely.
As you know, so I completely get that. So what would you say? I mean, I feel like you kind of answered it, but how do you get invited back, right?
So I think showing up to serve is mm-hmm. one thing, you know, and that's a personal opinion of mine. Yeah. I adopt a servant leadership model in the way that I do business. And so for me, it's someone who really does show up to serve. And that's not that they don't want to make a profit, right? We all want to be profitable in business. I think also like being easy to work with. And I would say this as a speaker who, you know, if you're on live stages or if you're on online stages, just because you're on an online stage and either the time frame might be shorter or you might have less of less deliverables, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be on top of those and really make sure that if someone has a form to fill out that requests your, you know, headshot and different information or your lead magnet, that you haven't filled those out, and making sure that if the person who's putting it on, if the event planner, the summit, you know, host is doing their due diligence, then they are following up with a lot of people, right? And they're trying to steward everyone from every different angle. So I definitely feel like making their lives as easy as possible is kind of helpful. I had the most amazing time working with all of the speakers. And I have to say that normally I wouldn't probably say, go ahead and do a summit with 79 people, 79 speakers. Like that was a little crazy, but that's how it evolved. It evolved organically. And I was like, well, who do I cut? I don't cut anyone because you guys are amazing. So I just really appreciated that everyone was so on top of it. And when I asked for something, people were really willing to get back to me and just really share that information. Make it easy to work with. And if someone gives you a deadline, make sure that hopefully you're taking care of that, right? And so if there are some steps, that's huge. I think the other piece of this, and we haven't really chatted about it, is that in terms of audience and exposure, you're really benefiting from everyone sharing and being, you know, a part of that grassroots piece, right? So there's obviously you can pay for traffic and you can put out ads about the summit, but then also I think you're hoping that your speakers and the people who are involved in the summit are also going to share and be proud to be a part of it. So, you know, being a good steward of that and showing up and being able to like share that you're a part of it and that you're excited to, you know, to share your knowledge, that's huge. Because I think that's a shared stage. So.
No, absolutely. I love that. And I know, like, so here's a trick that I use, and I don't know how many people do it. Someone told it to me once and it says, like, they said that because they do this, a lot of people like yourself, like event planners and hosts, love having this person come because of how organized they were. Oftentimes, like, you had like those forms that you had like, well, we're going to need a headshot. We're going to need a bio. We're going to need like a title. What freebie are you giving away to the audience? Yep. Things like that. Right. I have a specific Google Drive folder that I titled speaker details that I have a place in there, and I have different types of intros and different types of bios, depending on the type of audience that I know I could serve the best. And when you ask for that information, I don't have to go around and think about it every time. I literally go into that folder. I'm like, what is, that's why I think I asked you, like, what type of audience are we going to be reaching and everything like that. And then I looked at which one of those bios and descriptions, like, would resonate best with them. And I already did it once, and then I just copied and pasted it into your form. I have a headshot both with a removed background and a background. I think I sent you the one with removed background.
Yep.
And then, you know, it makes it easier, like you said, make your job even easier.
100%.
That's how you prepare for it, right?
100%. Yeah, you are a rock star in this arena then. Like that is probably the best piece of advice. And that's something that when I'm working with speakers to find the right stages, one of the first things I ask them is, okay, go ahead and put these things together. Like pull your frequently asked questions on intake forms and get those answers together, get all of that information together in a centralized location so that when you're approached or you find an online opportunity or you find a live stage, you can go ahead and just take care of that super easily. And you aren't stressed out about trying to fill out the information or where it is, right? Like
right,
you can just react to the opportunity that's presented to you. So I love that. I think that's huge. And I hope that everyone who's listening like takes a moment to start one of those sheets and puts that information in it. I love that.
Because I know there's also, I've heard this comment. I don't personally have one, like a speaker one sheet.
Sure.
But I know that's something that is, I should get one. but I know that's another thing. We can definitely, I would love to talk about that next.
Yeah.
But I know another thing that people say that you kind of need is like a speaker's page or like a dedicated page on your website, for example, that says, shows what you've done, why you, like places you've been even.
Yes.
And, you know, like a short video kind of introducing you. And like, I think originally, this was a few, I haven't even updated this page. It's a few years ago. I created one quick video of me just sitting in front of my camera and saying like, this is what I tried to bring to the table,
yes.
this. And, you know, and like, I'm speaking to people directly like you, people mm-hmm. that are looking, cause you probably went and looked at everyone's profile to make sure they are who they are, just to kind of do your due diligence there. And that's something that would be great to have. It's a quick, I literally made it on Zoom, put it up on my page and I said, here you go. I probably need to update it, but
yes.
You know, that's, I feel like another thing that they could do. But let's kind of chat on one sheet. And I know there are a few people here watching.
Yep.
So ask your questions because you have Aaron right now. Like, why not? What questions do you have? Like, what opportunities have you been a part of? Do you know how even know how to reach out to these people? And sometimes people are like, what do I say? So I'm sure you can tag them, but if you don't ask in the comments, then you won't get those questions answered. So like definitely ask right now. But while we wait for that, those mm-hmm. questions to kind of come in, can you speak on like speaker one sheets and like
yeah.
really what is, how to create one or like, what is it that people are looking for? People like you are looking for and something like that.
Super easy. So definitely a speaker one sheet. I think that having those media kit items on a dedicated place on your website so people can get to them easily or you can send them out easily. I think that's huge. So in terms of a speaker one sheet, obviously an updated headshot is super important. And then maybe the top few topics or areas in which you speak, you can include a few of the places that you've spoken in the past as well, and an easy way to reach out to you. So I think that that's, however, is the best way, whether that's through email or what have you, or your website, and then also including your social platforms as well. I think that, you know, just as much as you might look at LinkedIn to hire a, any kind of, well, anyone really, like you want to see what their resume is and those types of things. I think that there are some event planners who are looking at what is this person's reach? What are their, you know, who are they connected to? How can they bring value in different ways? That's not the end all be all, but I think that that's important to make sure that you have those ways of them to be able to check back as well. And I would say that you don't need to go into a long resume of what you've done in the past, but just maybe a few highlights of the places you've spoken and, you know, the topic, and just in a few sentences. It doesn't have to be a long, like, you know, go into paragraphs about what you talk about or what the outcomes are. And I think also including the types of speaking that you do. So is it a worksheet? Is it interactive? Is it a, you know, just a keynote speech? Do you enjoy panels? Like allowing people to understand how you can add value to their audience is huge. Yeah. So
that's a good one. I've never thought of, I'm going to, like I said, I need to create one. So I was like, I'm thinking, you should make that a lead magnet itself. I'm like, over here taking notes, you know.
That's good. Well, you know, I have one half built, so that's good feedback.
Awesome.
I love
there, that. Yeah. I'm over here like, I want to know. Like, that's how I want to know.
I love it. And then I think something else you alluded to is that not a lot of people have speaker reels, right? Not a lot of people have video from when they've spoken at an event, but that doesn't preclude you from being a part of that part of the conversation. So what you did, you recorded on Zoom, you put it on your website, you said, this is how I add value to audiences. You bring your natural energy that you would normally bring to a stage and you allow people to see that. I think that that's huge. And allows people to see and interact with you on a real in a real way that's different from on the page or, you know, through an email. So I love that.
No, that's funny. It's definitely outdated because I was never that comfortable on camera.
Yes.
And you can tell I'm kind of like a little rigid and like, oh gosh, like that's not how I would be in person. I'm more like this all the time. But yeah, it definitely needs to be updated. But I know it was something that I know I needed, and I was like, I just got to get it up, right? You know, like, what is it? What's the phrase? Like, is it praise goes to those in the arena or something like that?
Yes.
Like, if you're actually doing, like, just do it. Just go out there, see what happens. You can always make it better.
That's right. It's just a moment in time. And that's the other thing. Like, now you have so much information and so many ways of, you know, having people experience the way that you've spoken, that you can go back and update that now. But before, like when you just needed to put something out there, like that's huge. It's just do it. And then you can always change it. Right.
Yeah.
It's so good. So good.
Yeah. So I here, and this is kind of now, I feel like since really no one asked questions, I'm a little surprised, but I promise that wasn't a dry cough. However, as far as creating your own virtual summits, this is something you had to do, and I know you were kind of like thrown into it.
Yep.
What can you say as like a warning or like steps to get started first for somebody that may be looking to do that?
Yeah.
Maybe they're looking at this point, you know what, might as well create my own stage. What would you say?
I would say go for it, do it, like create your own stage. And I do think, so I opted for a super short runway, you know, from the time that it was decided I was going to do it until the end of the implementation was just 3.5 weeks. Like the summit actually turns a month old next week. So it's pretty crazy. It wasn't a pre-thought out, like I didn't go into this saying, okay, I'm going to do this live event. And so now we're just going to flip it over to online. So that's one thing. Like if you had a live event going on, and you're having to look at canceling it or postponing it, consider going online with it. Consider like keeping it to the original schedule or to the original time frame and just flipping it to online. And then if you have never thought about an online event, I think this is the most ideal time to think about it because we're all a captive audience. We're all in our homes, even though business is moving forward. I think people are looking for those opportunities to connect. And so I think it's an awesome time. So, things that I learned, is technology, is important and, to run with it. Right. So there were a lot of times where technology broke or integrations didn't work or, you know, things like that I thought I had saved, didn't save or what have you. And I just had to roll with it. So you have to like be willing to roll with some of the things that come at you. I am happy to, if any of your audience wants to like schedule time, I'm happy to talk about my tech stack and what I did. You know, some of the things, I had a platform to actually host the summit. I had to have an email integration and I had an affiliate program so that I could track all of that information. And so those are some of the things that I can definitely talk to with any of your audience. And then
And if you want to just before I forget, like if you want to actually reach out, you can, her link is over there. I don't know. I can't,
that's awesome.
I can't make it, but it's in the banner below and then you'll be able to see it. And, for sure reach out and ask, like, hey, I want to set up my own. Where do I get started? Or just reach out and be like, hey, can you help me find these places?
Yes.
Like, I know you'll definitely be able to help us find those. And a lot of what we were just talking about, again, if you're catching this now, we're kind of like toward the end of it. But however, if just go watch the replay, you'll see we talked about like what to really create, how to get, make sure you're prepared. That like I offered, but I said, this is what I do when I reach out to people like Aaron and say like, hey, I want to speak on your virtual summit or your live event stage. And they're going to ask you for things and how to prepare for that. And then how really to serve so that you can get invited back. Because if you just go and sell, like you probably won't ever get invited back. You'd probably be like, that was terrible, you know? And then, so make sure you reach out to Aaron. And that way you can go ahead and either one, find even more places to speak, or two, start building your own and create your own so that you can like start bringing in those people and collaborating with other professionals and experts in your network. So definitely worth there. But I guess what are some parting words you would have for someone that really, as far as events go, and anything that you, any like insider secrets or juicy things that we would need to know before we kind of let you go here?
I think that, you know, whether it's an online event or an in-person event, the event planners, we have trained to roll with the punches. So we have planned so that we can really adapt to what's coming down the pipe. And I think that that's why there are some who are really adapting quickly and are running into virtual events very, very seamlessly. And I also think that, you know, we want the speakers to succeed as much as we want our events to succeed, right? It's a really mutual beneficial relationship. And so we want to see you all succeed on our stages. We don't want to see you fall. And I've been in that place where I've seen people like, it's cringeworthy, right? Where you're like, oh, it could have been so good and it wasn't. And I feel really bad for that person and I feel bad for the audience. And it's like, it's an uncomfortable feeling to be in, right? And so if you have questions about where you should be speaking or who you should be talking to or target audience or anything like that, I'm happy to have those conversations and, you know, like help you work through that, because I think any one of us want to see all of you succeed and get your message out into the world and shine your light brighter. So that's what I have to say.
Awesome. Okay. No, great. Well, great parting words. I know for sure. And I feel like you guys are probably the most prime set. Like I've heard some stories on the background of like what it takes to run events. It's just insane. I mean, you really do have to pivot and be like agile to move around. So something like this whole thing, throwing a lot of people into this online space, and it's kind of just like, you're like, okay, another thing that I got to just really pivot really quick to, I feel like it's kind of how people like you, like Aaron, really looked at it in the way you kind of went about it. So, the fact that you were able to put a virtual event together in like such short amount of time is just fascinating to me. I'm still kind of like, that's pretty insane. So
thanks. Yeah. I'm also in awe of like what just happened, because it definitely like it was crazy, but I'm super excited and there will be a case study coming out. Like I'll put more information out because I definitely want to share it and have more people be willing and open to doing more virtual events. So
yeah. So, and then when you do get that, like how to create a one sheet thing ready.
Yeah.
That kind of checklist or anything like that, like send it my way for sure. And I want it. I know a lot of other people are going to be like, how do I create this? How do I create this checklist for like a one sheet, or how do I pitch myself to get more stages or something like that? Yeah. Right. That's definitely stuff that I know I look for, and it's very useful to me. So oftentimes they're probably like, for you, they're kind of like, well, yeah, everyone should know how to do this, right? So
it's hard to recognize, like, that come really easy to you, what could be beneficial to other people. So yes, I appreciate that. That's right.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. And I know I had a blast. I hope you did as well. And again, thank you again for giving me the opportunity to speak at your virtual summit, where we did definitely the Silver Lining Summit, where I broke down a lot of good stuff, really. Mm-hmm. and a lot of stuff that I teach personally and with my tribe and everything like that. So, and I know you, thank you again for coming on and sharing so much on like how to pivot online and how to really create your own and how to really prepare for it so that we can get invited back. People like me can get invited back, and we can, you can just be like, cause I know if I knock it out of the park for you, you're probably going to be like, hey, you got to have this guy on stage. You
that's
know?
Right.
That just,
that's
like, right. Just helps feeding itself. And so that's, I personally love it. Again, I'll put it up here one more time to get in contact with her, to reach out, to ask if you are curious about setting up your own virtual summit, just reach out. She literally set this up in almost a month ago in like a week or two, I think is what it was. Yeah. And so she'll kind of work out everything that she did and kind of send it your way so that you can get started on yourself. Or if you're just looking for places to actually speak on, reach out to Erin so that she can help you out with that as well. All right. And then until next time, I will see all of you again tomorrow. Same time, 11:30 Mountain Time, the Forgotten Time Zone, or 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. All right. See ya.
Bye.